Not only am I oddly fascinated with doors, I've always been equally fascinated with windows. As was mentioned, when I was young, I dreamed of doors and windows. Windows of all types. Big ones, little ones, kitchen windows, side lights wide and narrow. Fixed windows, picture windows, double hung and casement. Sliding and garden windows, jalousied or louvered. In one spectacular dream, I marveled at the high windows, the tracery, which is open stonework in a delicate branching pattern, supporting the glass in Gothic windows. So much of our lives are spent outside looking in, or at least that's the way we feel. Yet there are others who feel they are always inside looking out, neither actually crossing the great divide to connect with the beyond. We complain of being unseen, yet we immediately resent anyone looking in our windows at us, peering at us, as if they might see something we are ashamed of. Some folks pretend to respect your privacy by saying they aren't going to look in your windows. But maybe it's more because they're afraid if they look in your windows, then you'll feel like you have the right to look in theirs. Windows, like eyes, I believe are ports to the soul. Being a voyeur on Facebook, browsing other people's pictures is like peeping in the windows of your neighbors. From outside, we see their histories, as they'd like us to see. Their days of beauty, fun, food, and laughter. Almost no one puts pictures up, all framed with sadness or depression, outlining the worst days of their lives. I mean, who wants to be outside looking in someone's window and all the pictures seen are sad, staring, and alone because there's just nothing left to say? We feel intruded on when we look up from our desk only to see someone looking in the window, and not many can endure extended times of someone looking them in the eye. It feels like an intruder looking in our window, a sort of breaking and entering. When that happens, we feel like someone is rifling through our private stuff. I think God, by the blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, has brought me from my windowless, lightless dungeon where I was held captive by sin up into a grand sanctuary with north and south tracery. His clerestory windows are extra special. They sit above the gold-laden arcade, above stained glass triforiums, between flying buttresses above the rooftop of his holy place, in an impossibly high section of wall, with windows far above eye level. The Lord's house has extra light and fresh air, and through his windows, glory glows, which not only changes us, but affords us real transformation. Through his windows, he pours blessing and right judgments. In my dreams, I see through windows with earth eyes. But sometimes I feel as though I'm seeing through the eyes of God looking out the windows of heaven. I see beauty beyond compare. Seeing as he sees, my heart grows tender. He knows where visions of the early times are stored and allows me to look in the windows to the room of memory. Fondly, through his eyes, he remembers walking with Adam and Eve together in the blue cool of the evening through the garden always fresh with flowers after the benediction of the rain. Out the open windows, as seen through the eyes of God, he inhales the perfume of April and the early discourse of new things, like the inbreaking of spring that is new every morning. From his windows, he sees we are not alone, for there are other lovers who walk in the cool of the evening. Stars sit together and sing softly. The moon casts his light, and here and there the casual strollers pass a patch of subtle turquoise and silver to stride in step together, languishing in the garden of God. Upon awakening, I too walk to earthly windows and watch outside with my earth eyes. I watch first thing in the morning and last thing in the evening. Today, out my window at the settling of the day, children play down by the pond. The neighbor's cat sits on the porch waiting for something else to happen. A misty haze comes to settle on the mountains as it always does. Seeing out my windows, the days of long ago come to mind. I ponder about how soon we lose heart in our fascination with shiny things. Funny how sometimes, around the edges of the memories, there's a nudge of disappointment over things which once were shiny, but were rarely all we fancied them to be.